This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It's Tom Shadolf, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with my little boy, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to see you, man. What's going on, Adrian?
Oh, you know, just been watching Broncos preseason football, wondering who we're going to talk to this week, and lo and behold.
Well, you know, it's pretty crazy to me that I know somebody as famous as Mark Jackson. It blows my mind.
You are so lucky, Tom.
It's the truth. I've known you a long time.
And I've known Tom for so long that I have to wear my waders whenever I speak with Tom Shenault. And Adrian and I both agreed that there's a fun time to be had by all when Tom Shenault is in the house, so never a boring, dull moment. Thank you.
Amen.
So one time I was at the bank, and Mark was just getting ready to pitch me on a deal, and I just had gotten some money from somebody, and I'm at the drive-thru, and I'm on the phone with Mark, and he's big-timing me, trying to talk me into something. And I said to the lady, hey, could you tell me my balance? And then I held the phone out there, and she said something like $90,000. And Mark goes, never mind, I'll talk to you later. That was one of the fun days of my life. I know Mark well. I have been around him a long time. The guy loves Jesus like you love Jesus. He's got a daughter, Tiana, that is unbelievable. He cares about his mother and takes care of her epically. And he's just a hell of a guy. And so many people come out of the sporting world thinking that the world owes him a living. Mark Jackson took the work ethic that he got, or that he started with walking on at Purdue University, all the way through Purdue, all the way through the Denver Broncos career, and then he started working harder in business, becoming a student of money in all areas. The guy is unbelievable. I wanted you guys to meet him. You didn't even know that about him.
I didn't. It's amazing because, you know, there have been many great players on the Broncos over the years, and most of them you don't ever hear about again, right? They disappear, and you know, maybe they do TV for a little while, and then you never hear the name again. And it's super interesting because your name does keep coming up over and over again in great ways, Mark, and the way you have maintained your relevance is really, really inspiring.
Keep it up, baby. How you doing?
Just like an old penny. Adrian, how old are you?
I am about almost 38.
38. So you're much older. So I have to give a shout out to my son, Kyle, who's 33 years old. And we don't hear a lot about Kyle because he is not a Colorado resident. So Tom grew up meeting and knowing Tiana, but you never really got to meet and understand this incredible kid named Kyle Jackson, who is my offspring as well.
Well, you talked about him, but I never mapped his name, Mark.
That's it. See, contact mapping is what it's all about, man.
I know, but think about it. Every time you get data. I ask about your mother or I ask about Tiana, but now Kyle's had it, man. I'm going to ask about Kyle forever, so it's on. I just put him in.
Come on. Awesome, awesome.
What's he doing for a living?
He is an actor in California, which means he works at a coffee shop in Hollywood.
Wow. All right, we're going to talk about that later. I know them all. So I have big connections on that front, so that's very, very exciting. So if I can help him in any way, do you remember Phil Lobel?
I do not.
Phil Lobel was a Denver kid?
Yeah.
I'll never forget laying on a beach with him, and he's got one claim to fame. Do you know what it is?
What's that?
He discovered Brad Pitt.
Come on. That's what you need to do.
I know everybody.
That's fantastic.
All right. So what's going on with you? What are you doing?
Just enjoying life. As you said, you asked about my mother, and about a year ago in May, she had a stroke, and I decided to be the valiant and the awesome son that I am and invited her to come live with me. That lasted for about 8 months. It's a very difficult chore to have to caretake for a 90-year-old who just had a stroke. And I realized it was above and beyond my capabilities. And I passed the ball to my sister, who's the oldest in our family, and has a good support system, a husband, a son, a daughter-in-law, nephews, or for me, grandchildren for her. So, yeah, so that was kind of my life to the beginning of this year, like February. And one of the things I love about the industry that I'm in is you can actually take time off and still grow an income. So it was a beautiful thing to kind of see that at work. I'm the guy that tends to grind 24/7, 365, and I'm always present. But I had an opportunity to spend 8 incredible months with my mother, and for me, that's made all the difference. It's an awesome thing.
It's the best thing you could ever do.
Yeah.
I was a terrible father. At the very end of the rope, Adrian was on with his life, and Courtney was home, and she was like 16, 17. Comes home, she's crying. I go, what? She goes, Dad, I want a divorce. I go, what? She said, you are a terrible father. I don't want to live here anymore. I said, what's wrong? She said, you don't come home at night. You leave the doors open. I have to do the cooking. I have to clean. I'm your daughter, Dad. And I'm going, oh, my God, that is terrible, Courtney. You can't leave. So she goes, no, I'm moving back in with Mom. I said, I'll fix it. So I sold that house, and we moved in with my mother. And it was the greatest end-of-life thing. It was a beautiful accident that had happened, and it was great, right? Keith Harding. You haven't heard that name in a long time.
Fortron International.
Holy, he's a legend,
Andy
too.
Greenberg in there, too. Man, everybody listens to your show, Tom.
Well, yeah, what do you think I am?
Adrian, they didn't listen to the show until you came on, man. So.
we're having fun. We bounce off each other, and we do the ham and egg show pretty well.
Stanford Dean Greenberg's watching. This is a pretty good day, man. So here's the deal, Mark. Advice to everybody is probably play the network marketing business or business like you played football or whatever sport that you got great in, because you didn't get great by being a slouch. It took everything you had, and that's what you're doing in your business today, right?
Yeah, man, it's interesting. We all come from different walks of life, but at the end of the day, we're all in the process of mastering something, whether it's working in an auto shop or being a florist, even working in the restaurant industry, whatever it is that you do, you know, financial services, you want to get better at that thing. I think as human beings, we're designed, we have a success mechanism built into us. I'm reading Psycho-Cybernetics right now, so you're going to hear a lot of that terminology coming out from Dr. Malcolm Maltz, Maxwell, I should say, Maltz. But yeah, I did. I didn't realize some of the activities that I was doing in college would lead to a, you know, 9-year NFL career, 3 Super Bowls, and really a discipline that was created through a process. And sometimes people go through that process and they're simply unaware of it, and they have this magical moment in their life. But what they don't understand is that magic was the result of the compound effect, or things that they've done over and over again to create habits in their life that manifested at some point in time. So, yeah, I was able to take football and some of the disciplines from being a football player and translate that to the multi-level marketing industry. And it's all about teamwork. It's all about growing leadership and growing people, basically. So when I tell people I'm not in the financial services industry now, or I never was in the nutrition industry, I've always been in the people growing industry.
Beautiful.
And talk a little bit about that leadership concept behind the scenes. Because I think that's, you know, we, as an outsider to the NFL or professional sports or anything that's being done at the highest possible level, you know, you assume there's a high level of leadership, but what are some things that you took away from being at that level that maybe the average person wouldn't even necessarily have exposure to, Mark?
The biggest takeaway now, and in hindsight, I didn't understand it at the time, was we perform best when we're not thinking. So there's a term out there, you probably heard this, Adrian, dumb jock, right? And I used to take offense to that. I used to take offense. Like, Tom, what do you mean? Tom called me dumb jock all the time. He said, get over here, dumb jock. Let me teach you something about this industry, right? As he was my mentor, yes? And what you'll find is, and what I've concluded is, dumb jock is pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate. Here's why. Most people that are amateurs work in their conscious mind. They work in their foremind. So they're always thinking about things. And therefore, they never, ever get to the professional level. At the professional level, you don't think. Just like you guys are doing this show right now. I didn't see a rundown. You don't have a script. You're just flowing, right? So you're professionals at this. Tom is a professional. He doesn't look like it. Trust me. Sometimes I think, who is this guy? How did he make millions of dollars? He is the most idiotic guy I've ever met in my life. Wow, how does he do it? And then I realized he's a dumb jock, right? So he doesn't have to rely on scripts. He's not thinking all the time about, oh, what am I going to say next to Mark Jackson? Or what am I going to do to interview this guy or this new contact? It is in flow. It is in flow. So there's the no zone. There's the go zone. And then there's the flow zone. Most people don't get to play in the flow zone. That's when you're really not thinking about anything. You're working on unconscious competence, right? If you're a Anthony Robbins fan, he says there's unconscious incompetence, those things that you don't know that you don't even know, right? And then there's conscious incompetence. I know. I don't know a lot about, for instance, my daughter's, she just got her PhD in biomedical engineering.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Mark Jackson. It's my son, Adrian Chenault. A man, not a little boy. I called him a little boy earlier, and he's my boss. Now, I actually work for him. It is a great life. They had a big management meeting today I kind of burst in on that I wasn't invited to, so I know I am absolutely doing my job and writing myself out of the script, which is the best news in the world because they know the old man's going to retire one of these days and hang around with Mark Jackson.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Mark, have they ever told you how many people watch that clip of you catching the pass from Elway? Have they ever given you a number?
I think I did hear this one number, 1,782,464,082 people have watched that thing since its inception back in 1987. Adrian, what were you doing back in 1987? You were what, 4 years old?
I was 3 years old, and I was probably watching the game and chasing the football around the backyard.
Yeah. Are you screaming at the TV? You're like, come on, Jackson, make the catch. No, I mean, the drive is one of the top plays in NFL history. I was blessed to have two catches in that drive, which was really awesome because it was my rookie year. So as I look back at that, thank you, Tom, for bringing back that memory. As I look back at that, man, what an awesome time. And what an incredible example of what I was talking about, unconscious confidence. You know, at 22, 23 years old, Your rookie year in the NFL, 6th round draft choice, walk on at Purdue University, wasn't really counted on to make the team, but I had 738 yards that season coming off the bench, never started one game. And I look back at that and I was like, wow, how did that happen? It was definitely not, I definitely wasn't caught up in the moment, right? I wasn't thinking. It was because I was a dumb jock. That's going to be the title of this episode, the dumb jock episode.
Isn't that amazing that it worked out? And I'll never forget, I was talking to you one time and I asked you about it, and you said, if I just had a dollar for every time that aired, I'd be so rich. And I said, that's kind of what you're doing now. You are getting back on the field right now, and most of those guys are just wishing that they could play again. You've done better off the field than you did on the field, even as extraordinary as that was, for a longer amount of time. And I have a friend that's in an extended care place down at 88th and I-25. So I go to see him. He's in a walker, and I have to go visit him. This story's not boring. And I pull into that. So I pull in, and I don't want to, I know they don't have coffee in that place, and I know I'm going to be there for the rest of my life. So I go in the Starbucks, and I stop in my tracks, because that's where Mark signed me up for prepaid legal, and I'm still on auto ship. So after all these years, you are probably already, you're gone.
You are sick. You're a sick man, Thompson. No, you have landmarks based on where you signed up for different programs over the last.
That's awesome. Yep, so that's where you got the money from me that time, Mark. Unbelievable. But he's good, man. He's good, and he's an enroller, and he's a master of enrollment. He's a master of the profession, just like he was in pro football. Do you still do daily calls where you're reading to your team and that kind of mastermind stuff, Mark?
Absolutely. We love personal development. It's what's changed my life. You know, in football, I had coaches, I had mentors in football, and without them, there's no way that I could have ever played in the NFL. I hated football practice. I was small. I was not very fast. I couldn't catch balls or run very good routes, but thanks to mentorship, there was enough people that kicked me in the butt, shouted obscenities at me, and cared enough about me to push me into a position of success. And literally, that's what we do in this industry. If you can understand it as that, you know, football and sports and athletics are a little more barbaric than the industry that we're in. But the fact of the matter is personal development, when I left the football industry, when I didn't have a football coach, I floundered for a while. I was a lost child, man. When I left the NFL in 1994, I really didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. I didn't know what to do in my life. And, you know, the thing that I fell back on and the thing that I absolutely enjoyed even while I was playing, I started in the network marketing industry back in 1989, with a little small company called Arm Nutrition International.
Jerry Rubin and Sandy Ellsberg, my friends.
There you go. Very shortly thereafter, joined Keith Harding's company with Sportron. And then shortly after that, joined Sandy Greenberg's company. So we got a lot of, like you said, legends of the game on this deal. But, you know, again, when I look back at it, because I didn't have those coaches to push me, what I discovered was gaining knowledge from mentors, whether it was someone like yourself, Tom, or someone that I read in a book. You know, Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, taught me about leverage and, you know, the difference between, you know, working on this side of the quadrant or working on that side of the quadrant, right? Do you want to work on the leverage side of the quadrant or do you want to work on the linear side of the quadrant? And, you know, simple things like that, which are simple principles, like Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, simple principles that you can, that have, are time tested that anybody can implement.
We got to take a quick break, Mark. So hang on one sec. We're coming back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News. The U.S. for the first time has announced it will give Ukraine scanned Eagle surveillance drones, mine-resistant vehicles, anti-armor rounds, and weapons to help Ukrainian forces regain territories and mount a counteroffensive against Russian invaders. A senior defense official told reporters that the U.S. is looking to help shape and arm the Ukrainian forces of the future as the war drags on in its 6 months. This brings the total U.S. military aid to Ukraine to about $10.6 billion since the beginning of the Biden administration. It is the 19th time the Pentagon has provided equipment from Defense Department stocks to Ukraine since August 2021. This is USA Radio News. Former Vice President Mike Pence stated that he did not take any classified information with him when he left office, also speaking on how he called on Attorney General Merrick Garland to disclose more information on what led authorities to conduct the search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
We can demand that they reveal why this search warrant was executed against the residence of a former president of the United States, but without demeaning the rank and file men and women of the FBI. And I'm going to continue to be a voice for that.
Evidence has emerged that might explain the dinosaurs' extinction.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership Show. We got Mark Jackson here, and it's just such a, it's old home week. And he just said that personal development was absolutely the catalyst to having him have the great life that he's got. And I'll never forget, I was over in Vegas, and he signed me up for a personal development company, too. So I'm telling you what, I think I'm like your best customer you've ever had in your life. I get sucked into more stuff, and I didn't get personally developed. You just said it, I'm a hot mess, and that is just so sad, but I tried, and I tried, and I tried. So you got to give me credit for that, right?
Tom, you're an enigma. You are truly an enigma of the industry. Because what you do is unduplicable. There's no one that can do what Tom Chenault does. I know you wake up every morning and you say that to yourself like, ha, ha, I'm an enigma.
71 years old and an enigma. One of these days I'll be able to spell it. Yeah. So what do you want to ask him?
So, Mark, I want to ask you, you know, you talked about personal development. You talked about coming out of the NFL and being lost for a little while there. Mm-hmm. What can you think back? What was it that put you onto the track that has had you go on to achieve what you've achieved in the business world? Where did that shift occur for you?
So let me tell you the first shift. So the first shift happened when I was cut by the New York Giants. So back in 1994 was the first year, 92, I should say, was the last year. First year of free agency was that 93 season. And the NFL just shuffled players. It was the first year that you could actually move. And I moved from Colorado to New York, big transition. But I took it on as a challenge, and I responded. I played incredibly well, probably had arguably the best season of my career. I led the team in receiving, led the team in receiving yards, second on the team in touchdowns, and I got fired. After the season, I got fired. I couldn't figure it out. It'd be like one day, you know, you called Tom and said, hey, Dad, you know, I absolutely love you. You've done a great job of helping me with this contact mapping thing, but you're fired. you know, it would freak you out, and it freaked me out. Well, they brought me back. They fired me, and they just basically cut my salary in half, a third, actually, and brought me back for about four games, and then they fired me again. And then my brain was just so twisted. I played the rest of that season with the Indianapolis Colts. But afterwards, I just was in a daze because, you know, your whole life you're brainwashed to believe that, hey, we're a family. I got dislocated wrist, broken clavicle, cracked ribs, no brain cells, all in the spirit of, hey, we're a team, we're a family, we sacrifice for each other. And then I get fired. So that was the funk that I was in. That's where I was kind of lost. And I'd done it for 9 years and then 5 years in college. So for about half of my adult life, I was a part of, you know, organized sports. If you go back to high school and junior high school. So it was just kind of finding myself and my identity. I knew I had an identity outside of sports, Adrian. And it was network marketing that actually helped me to find an identity. I did a lot of odd jobs. I worked at Caesar's Palace as a casino host. Man, was that exciting. I got some stories I could share with you on that off the air. I've done just about everything. I've had insurance license. I have my property, casualty, life, health insurance license. I have my real estate license. I have my mortgage license. I've always been a learner, right? I've always been one of those people that never really felt like I arrived and I know everything. And I think that's a big part of it was MLM. Whenever you're dealing with people, that's a moving target. You're like, oh, I thought I found out something that works for everybody, but ma'am, you are the first to, you know, exciting business. And it's a challenge. It's like a jigsaw puzzle that you wake up, you didn't finish that thing. You wake up the next morning and the pieces have changed. And I was like, whoa, how do I figure this out? So that was a challenge. And that's what I fell in love with. I didn't really fall in love with being a casino host. I didn't fall in love with being a mortgage banker. I didn't fall in love with some of the other things that I did along the way.
That's super interesting. And so you keep coming back to this theme, and I think it's so important. And I love how important it clearly is for you, which is that it really is. It's about people. That all everything you have done in business, it's not really about what you know up here. It's kind of about getting out of what you know up here and getting into this place of being present with people and being a leader and getting into that space of unconscious competence. And so what are some of the big things that you have learned over your career about how to really meet and then ultimately lead and motivate people in your organization, Mark?
I think one of the biggest things is I'm experiencing it now, and I will experience it for the rest of my life, for the rest of my career, is never assume. I think sometimes, like in the NFL, I was only responsible for myself, for my actions. If I caught the ball, I got to keep my job, or at least that's what I thought it was based on, and it worked for 9 years. But when it comes to this industry, you're not really just responsible for yourself. And sometimes you can like grow over a 20, 30 year period of time, which, you know, I've been in the industry for over 30 years and I've grown so much. Sometimes I'll assume that someone knows what I know, whether it's an introduction or a concept of peak and pass. That's been one of the biggest takeaways is, and I think one of the keys to success is always breaking that thing down to an elementary level and always meeting a person where they are, which is the most difficult part of the industry, right? Is, how do I not bore people that are a little more advanced, but not totally confuse people who are just getting started? And that's where, the second thing that I found to be very, important as far as growing a business is to understand the fact that systems duplicate, so people can't. I can't create another Tom Chenault or Mark Jackson or Adrian Chenault, but I can duplicate a system. I can't create a system that anybody can plug into and have the same success because it's not based on charisma. It's not based on your working knowledge or your ability to flow, get into flow. So those two things I think are probably the most important.
Have you become monomaniacally obsessed with Ed Mylett yet?
I have. I'm reaching down because I am still a football player. And you can't learn me no knowledge. Here's one thing that's really important, Tom, when you're doing a radio show, is if you're doing it from your laptop computer, you might want to plug that thing up. If you just
I had a feeling that's where you were headed. So if you need to get up.
I could have waited for the next break. But,
And Ed Mylett has written this book called The Power of One More. I am going to tell you, it is you. And it is that extra mile. And he talks about all the totally successful people are not figuring out one more complicated thing to do. They are going back to the fundamentals all the time. Just like Mark Jackson's football career, it is blocking, it is tackling, it is duplicatable at the lowest common denominator over and over and over again. And if you people haven't gotten that book, and Sandy Greenberg loves that, but I am going, I can't get him. He bought a house from Richard Brook. And I still can't get him on this show. I've met him. I have a picture of him hugging me like this, but I still can't get him on this show because I'm not big enough time yet. And I don't have that much time left, so it's probably going to be him. But at the end of the day, Ed Mylett's a beast. He's like you because he reminds me of you. So disciplined, so in love with people, so in love with Jesus. It's unbelievable, Mark. You're just like him.
I think you will be happier here, Tom. That's an Ed Mylett-ism. Yeah, I enjoyed him. I really didn't know Ed Mylett, and some guy goes, I know this guy. I used to work with him here, and he gave me his first book. It's in the other room. I can't think of the name of it. But it's a small little book.
Max Out Your Life. Max Out Your Life.
Max Out Your Life. Thank you, agent. And I kind of skimmed through it. And then when I saw him at GoPro, I was like, kind of like what you said, some basic principles, but at the end of the day, it all comes down to a love for people. And I think that's why some people like flounder when it comes to network marketing. It's not easy to love people. People are very unlovable sometimes. A lot of times. So I think that's what Ed portrays, and that's what that's what's really led to his success is his ability to continue to love people throughout all the craziness, you know?
But that's you.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It is cool. And to do that, you know, Ed Mylett feels like this larger-than-life guy. Mark Jackson feels like this larger-than-life guy. And no matter how much somebody else might see you as being larger-than-life, keeping that perspective and keeping that desire to always, you know, that I want to know the person sitting across from me as much as they want to know me and no more and no less. I think that's such a big, I think it's a huge success principle in life and even more important success principle in network marketing. But, you know, the more you can do that, you know, the greatest leaders, they don't show up like they're way up here and you're just this little thing down here, right? They make you feel like you belong in their presence. And that's a powerful skill and a powerful way of being.
Can I ask you a question, Mark?
Absolutely.
What the hell are you doing in credit repair?
Man, you know something? I didn't expect to be here, Tom. Financial services is something I've been in and around for years. As I said, I owned a mortgage company. I've been in real estate. I've worked for banks, Sunflower Bank. Still works for Sunflower Bank. There's a little plug for Sunflower Bank. But I never really expected to. A buddy of mine said, hey, man, do you know anyone with less than perfect credit? And I was like, nah, you know, but if I do, I'll let you know. This is probably about a month after buying a Jeep. I'm paying $878 a month for a Jeep. I could get a Maserati for $878 a month for a Jeep because I had a horrible credit score. I had a 535 credit score, Tom. So, it took enough pain. And this is a great one, Adrian. This is what helps people to move from, all right, I got to do something different, right? For things to change, you have to change. And for me, it was like the seventh or eighth month of paying that note on that car that I realized, man, something's got to change. Let me call this guy up. And I did, Larry Leverett. And he introduced me to this platform. I went from a 535 credit score to an 822 credit score, right? I went from 16 negative items, including a bankruptcy, 3 charge-offs, 11 late payments, and a repo. There, you have all of my laundry. I was horrible when it came to even not just understanding credit, but even giving a care about it, right? And then I realized how impactful that is. Over the course of about 6-8 months, I began to see how it was impacting people's lives. Because when there's two different types of people that need
credit. I hate to do, Marky, we got it. I want to hear more of this, so hold that thought because it's super important because I think everybody's looking after COVID-19, no one's credit's any good, and they need a solution, and you're the guy. We're coming back right after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth. 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And here we are. It is the final segment of the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And I am telling you what, this has been a very, very favorite show of mine because I've known Mark for so long through thick and thin. What are you driving now?
Oh, gosh. Why would you ask a quick Adrian, how long have you had this guy as your father? Ask that.
What's your car?
I have a Mercedes, Tom. It's
oh, my gosh. That's awesome. He's always got the coolest cars, man, so I'm always jealous of that.
I can it is super fast. It is.
To the Starbucks when he signed me up for prepaid legal. I remember when he drove everywhere because I'm always so envious of the guy. So now he's doing credit repair. So
yeah, as he pulled off in his Porsche 911 Carrera, right? That was given to him by the company, which is like even, that's better than having a Porsche is one thing, but being given a Porsche, that's a whole other story, right? So.
And they gave me the title, Denise and I, who's on here, she's watching, she says hi, but they gave us the title as well. That's this network marketing profession.
Absolutely.
When they hand you the, they don't hand you the payment, they hand you the title. That's when the price of poker's gone up, and that's really cool. So,
absolutely.
So let's go back to the credit. So everybody's gagging, and you figured out a way, number one, to serve that population, but also train people to serve the population, and that's what you're doing now, correct?
Absolutely. So, yeah, as I was saying, there's two pretty much groups of people. There's those people that are just coming out of high school, college, or maybe those that file bankruptcy that just have horrible credit. They don't have any trade lines, and you know, maybe they've done a few things. They've maxed out their credit cards. But then you got those people that are incredibly wealthy that just ignore credit. I kind of considered myself in that arena where it was like, hey, you know something, I'm making great money. I can justify it as a tax write-off. And here's what I found, was cash is king, but credit is power. So even for the people that are making good money, maybe you're making $200,000, $300,000, maybe you're making $500,000 a year, but you can't buy a home, right? You can't buy a $1 million home with cash, right? So most people are looking to leverage that, and it's just a smart thing to do. It's called OPM, and I have a platform that helps people not just with credit. That's a free service that we actually add, but we help people with taxes. Being able to limit and lower their tax liability, man, that's huge. A third of most people's income goes towards paying their taxes, right, on a daily basis. If you're lucky enough to own a home, you got to pay property tax. If you sell it, you got to pay capital gains tax. If you go to the gas pump, you got to pay tax. So taxes will eat your lunch if you're not aware. So I love being able to help people with that. And then, of course, elimination of debt and lowering the monthly bill. So we do it all, Tom. It's a one-stop shop, kind of like my man Sam Walton, the new owner of the Denver Broncos or the Walton family. Well,
what do you think about those guys? I heard from a very good source. It's gone from a family business to a business, and those people, there's no monkey business at the Broncos anymore. They are here to win some football games and operate ethically and with power, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Excited for this time here in Colorado. Excited that, you know, I'm about 2 months into this platform that we're offering people. Thanks for throwing up the website, Adrian. Yeah. And then, you know, you can contact me at Mark at Jackson Financial Solutions. I'll be more than happy just to give you a free consultation and take a look at your finances, not to sell you anything, but simply to find out where there's holes that you can actually plug those things up pretty easily. I used to think that it was impossible. I used to think that it was a hopeless situation. But in my experience, it's not incredibly difficult. It's simply knowing what to do.
That's awesome. And so for those of you who are listening on the radio, if you go to fastboostguaranteed.com, what you'll see there is an opportunity for you to increase your credit score in less than 90 days. And it's a huge deal. Like, you know, these big high interest rates, if you get underwater in that stuff, the treadmill is going so fast. And even if you're doing a great job, you're in trouble. And so getting some help getting off that treadmill is a big, important thing that can really, really save you a lot of pain and heartache. So that's a big deal.
Yes, it is. Here's another thing. I'll just kind of toss this in at the end here is I think sometimes, again, and people don't have a plan. So we're always working for our current lifestyle. And I was in that boat. I was always just incredibly concerned about my current lifestyle. But with my mom having a stroke and with all the things that are going on in my life now, I'm starting to realize that, hey, you know something? When did you start working on your future lifestyle? You know, Tom alluded to the fact that eventually he wants to step off of the wagon and actually just hang out with Denise at the beach and, you know, play with the grandkids. When you guys, have you guys produced any offspring yet? You or Courtney?
Three of them, man. We've got a fifth grader, a fourth grader, and a first grader.
Holy smoke. So yeah, at some point in time, you want to just, enjoy the good life. And literally, our platform does a lot of things to help people to claw back some of the money that they're throwing out there that they don't realize. But it also has two wealth-building components, and we might have to save that for the next episode of...
Yeah, we'll bring you back. That would be good. You know, another guy that's strong is Rod Smith. He's also a heck of a financial expert out of the NFL who lives in Denver. And that is so cool, having both of these guys in town. Rod Smith, I tried to get him on. He said, I'm retired. My grandkids are more important to me than your radio show, which I appreciate and respect. So I had to call Mark. No, that's kidding. That's
a joke. I don't have any grandkids.
I was joking. Other people's money, Irene. Unbelievable. There you go. Incredible stuff. Are we almost out of here?
Yeah, we got
Tom, your jokes are horrible, by the way.
They're the worst jokes I've ever heard. All right. So listen to me, Mark. I can't wait to come and see you. You can straighten my credit out. I can look at your new ride. And you are the greatest guy in the world. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I have no idea who's on next week because I'm in charge of the guests. And I think I forgot to get one. But I think it's Holton Bucks. He's confirmed, but I don't know if he's coming yet. And he's an expert now in NFTs, which are pretty cool. So I'll explain to you guys what that is. So we'll see you next week on the
Thanks,
Legacy
Mark.
Leadership Show.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.